was at Mardi Gras this year, and I got a bunch of beads for parades. No, I didn't lift my shirt for them. And a friend of mine had a balcony. Wow, this is a cool view up here. And a friend of mine had a balcony, and it was right on Bourbon Street, so we were on it on Friday night. And the swarms of people were just all over the street. There were millions of them. I mean, there were so many people that people actually couldn't move, and the crowd just kind of carried them for you. And then they're expecting women to get naked for them for beads, and, you know, me being on a balcony and all, they really expected it out of me. And every few minutes, I would see a flash pop, and then I'd see 20 more flashes pop. And then I'd hear a loud roar from the crowd, and I knew somebody, you know, the building over, decided to start stripping for the masses. And I didn't plan on stripping for anyone, and, you know, I had plenty of my own beads. So then men would come up to me and they would put their arms up as if to inquisitively ask either for beads or for me to strip naked for them. I decided that I would turn the tables and see if these men were willing to accept the same conditions that they asked of these women. When these men would put their arms up and look at me inquisitively, I'd look at them and I'd yell down, "Drop your pants!" And they just, you know, look up at me for a minute. And then I'd get one or two responses. I would either get somebody to look at me disgustingly and walk away, or else I'd get somebody that just kind of shrugs their shoulders as if to say, "Well, okay," and they'd start unzipping their pants. And then they'd turn around, like to gesture, like, "Do you want to see my butt?" And I'm like, "No, the front!" So, you know, then they'd turn around, they'd put their underwear and their pants at their knees, and then they'd start, you know, wiggling, which I never asked for, by the way. So I was really amazed that I managed, you know, while sitting here, to get like at least 20 different men to strip for me. And I mean, I was really amazed by this society, this microcosm of society that allowed this kind of debauchery in the streets, this kind of, you know, prostitution for plastic beads form of capitalism. And I was really reveling in this for a minute until I saw one guy, you know, average to most, walk up, and he was wearing gray, and he was minding his own business, and he decided to look up at me. And so I looked at him and I said, "Drop your pants!" And instead of either, you know, looking away disgustingly or willingly obliging, he looked at me and he crossed his arms at his chest and he looked up at me with this look as if to say, "You want me to do what? You naughty, naughty girl." And it occurred to me that I finally, after all this time, found somebody in this massive crowd that thought the way I did. Now, New Orleans has a population normally of, you know, about 1 million people. And during Mardi Gras, the population is more like 9 or 10 million people. And all I could think was that of all of these people here, I finally found somebody who thought like I did. I mean, he was willing to look at me, not to blindly do what I asked, but, you know, still wouldn't think I was crazy for asking. So, of course, as I looked at him, I actually thought that he would look drop-dead gorgeous. He was like the best-looking guy I'd seen there all night. I was falling in love with this guy. You know, at the same time, I was, you know, nearsighted and drunk, and it was Mardi Gras, and I'm up on a balcony. So we had hit this impasse where I wouldn't strip, and neither would he. And so his attention was eventually diverted to other balconies. And I noticed, though, for the next half hour, but he kept turning back around from the crowd and looking up at me, like as if to check on me. And the whole time I was thinking, oh boy, I know this is no way to start a relationship. I'm sure this guy lives nowhere near me. I mean, I haven't even had a conversation with the guy, but this man is damn near perfect. And you know, so we're just sitting there partying, and it's Mardi Gras, we're dancing and having fun, and I kept noticing that every once in a while he would check on me, he'd turn around and make sure I was still there. And finally, then he signaled to me, looked up at me and waved, and signaled that he was going to go, and his friends wanted to leave. So I held up my index finger. Hold on a second. And I went and I got a bunch of beads, and I threw them out to him. And he smiled at me, and he walked away, and a part of me threw those beads at him, because, you know, I wanted to, like, thank him for putting up with my taunting and not giving in. But a part of me wanted to give him those beads because I saw in him that whole night, that sense of value, that sheer love of life that I've been looking for all my life and was hoping to find in someone else.